Welcome to IDF. Right, we're excited about today, the 10-year anniversary of IDF. Right, and we think today is going to be the best IDF ever as we kick it off this year.
Welcome to a special edition of Chip Chat live from IDF 2007. I'm your host, Allison Klein, and I'm joined today by a man who normally works with me behind the scenes, our Chip Chat producer, Bird McDonald.
Thanks, Allison, for inviting me on the show. And tell me, what's different about this year? There's a new cadence going on with IDF.
Well, this year marks the 10-year anniversary of the Intel Developer Forum, and it's also probably the most heavily attended event in San Francisco that we've seen. Really, the creme de la creme of the industry is here today with us.
And do you think you're getting bigger attendances because now we're only doing it once a year, right, not twice?
Well, we're doing it twice a year, but we've taken a more global model. In the spring, we do it in China. China is a very well-attended event, a very exciting event for Intel. And in the fall, we take it back to San Francisco, which is the heart of our history. And, of course, Silicon Valley being so close, it's really the heart of our company.
10 years, 10-year anniversary. We heard a lot about that today in the keynotes. Paul led with that today in his keynote. You've been attending this for how many years now? Almost 10, right?
Yeah, I've been here for 9 years. So I guess I've seen a lot of IDFs. In fact, some of the clips really made me nostalgic.
What was the most interesting, news item to you off the top of your head today? What was the really salient thing?
45-nanometer Penryn is everywhere at this event. These microprocessors are going to be rolling out starting in November. And then we took a look forward with the first demonstration of Nehalem in Paul's keynote, more at Pat's keynote on Nehalem, and then the first 32-nanometer SRAM chip shown in Paul's keynote. So really a tick-tock tick of innovation and Intel being right on track in terms of where we're driving our microarchitecture and process technologies.
Servers. Tell me about servers. I mean, that's the core of the business. Big Iron was a topic today, especially in Pat's keynote. What did we learn today about server technology?
We saw a lot on servers today. We saw some demonstrations of the performance leadership that we have on our 5000 series and 7000 series of servers. We are ahead of the competition, and we will drive even further when we transition to the Penryn family of processors, the Xeon 5400 series. We also saw some interesting demonstrations from some of our customers. Rackable showed off their Ice Cube system.
Is that the truck that's parked in front of the Moscone?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's
that's
a semi-truck that Rackable drives up to customer sites and actually deploys data centers in these semis. It really takes it to a whole new level of simplicity. If you think about the process of building a data center, it's pretty complex. And what Rackable's done is made it very simple for customers who want something that's completely pre-configured and ready to go. Mm. We had Sun talking about Solaris implementations on Xeon, and they're utilizing our technologies in some very interesting ways. And then Pat talked about QuickPath architecture, which is our new interconnect scheme that will begin in the Nehalem time period and really takes our system architecture to a new level. We've talked a lot about energy efficiency on Chip Chat. I think that the EcoRack is a great example of innovation in utilizing technologies that exist today. We were able to achieve an 18% power efficiency savings on a system just by changing system configurations. And this is a real TCO story for data center managers and a collaboration between Intel, the EPA, and Lawrence Berkeley National Labs.
What's next? We've gotten rid of halogen. We've gotten rid of lead.
Well, I think that you mentioned lead-free and halogen-free. I think the real key thing here, Bird, is that we look at our processes from end to end, from our business processes to our processes in our fabs, to the products that we're delivering to the marketplace, to the initiatives that we're driving, the Climate Savers Initiative and working with the industry on e-waste. We look at it from an end-to-end standpoint. And so I think you can expect to continue to see things from Intel across all of those vectors in terms of driving a more mindful engagement on energy efficiency and computing.
One of the most entertaining aspects of Paul's keynote, I thought, was the gaming demo. You know, I'm a gamer, a little bit of a geek at heart.
So did you geek out on that?
I was really impressed, not only with the demonstration, but also with the speed with which Charles Worth can talk. Let's play this clip.
So, Charles, I understand you're an expert in pushing our processors to the limits.
Correct. I'm very well known for pushing Intel processors. Let me just describe my system real quick for you. I have an Intel desktop chipset with DDR3 and an Ultra video card. My video card is unmodded and running at stock speeds. I do have a phase change cooler on here, and if you give me a few minutes, I'd like to get started. But this morning, I broke a few world records for you, four, and if you give me 2 minutes, I'd like to break three more live for you.
You can break three records in 2 minutes?
Easily.
You got it.
Okay, so he broke a couple, I think, talking land speed records. It's very exciting to see somebody with that much enthusiasm.
I met him backstage, and he talks that fast in real life, too. That wasn't just a stage presence.
So we had Gordon Moore today, our third keynote. That was perhaps a little bit unexpected. He doesn't usually, you know, come to these things very often anymore, does he?
Well, Gordon, for those who don't know, is one of the founders of Intel, and obviously the founders of Moore's Law. We're all a little sentimental at heart about Gordon and Moore's Law and our continued pursuit of Moore's Law and keeping it a reality. So getting to hear from him was really special, and I think that given the packed house during that keynote, it was special for the industry, too. And, of course, Moira Gunn interviewed him, which I thought was really fun.
That was fun. We had the opportunity to have Moira in the studio just after she did her keynote with Gordon, and she had this to say.
But early on, we had to figure out how to do pacing. So I said, I really have to talk to him beforehand to figure out what his pattern is, how he answers questions, when he finishes so I don't interrupt him.
What do you still want to accomplish?
Well, I'd like to get the paperwork of my office cleaned up.
We got on the line, and I wanted to ask a question that was more of a technical question. And I've known from my past experience, you have to make sure you tell people that you're an engineer. Otherwise, they start this, you know, ozone layer routine, and they actually don't answer you. So
right.
I just said, well, before I ask you this next question, I probably should tell you about my background. And he goes, oh, no. He goes, oh, I know your background. He goes, I Googled you. And I went completely ballistic. It was like, Gordon Moore has Googled me. Now I can die. But through it all, he was just a really pleasant person and really tried to help me in a lot of ways.
Allison, tomorrow, day two, IDF, what's on tap?
Tomorrow's theme, Bird, is mobility. Mobility is going to be everywhere, from our Centrino platforms to the ultra-mobile devices, and we're going to be talking about mobility and energy efficiency. Plus, we're going to take a look down at the tech showcase and hear from the geeks themselves about what they're showing down there and what's hot at IDF.
Awesome.
You've been listening to a special edition of Chip Chat live from IDF 2007 at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. Tune in all week long as we will be bringing you daily coverage.
In closing, let's celebrate the last decade, the innovation, the things that we have done together to literally change the world. Today, let's kick off the next decade, a decade at least as exciting as the last.